What Really Happened with your host, Mike Rivero. You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network, where you'll find out what the Fukushima's going on.
And aloha, America. Welcome to our show today. It is Friday, November 8th, 2019. Thank goodness it's Friday. Thank goodness it's Friday. Thank goodness it's Friday. And we have got a lot to talk about today. The phone lines are open, 800-313-9443. That's 800-313-9443. Mike is in our control room, ready to answer the phone, put you on the air with your comments, questions, and observations here. Okay, as you are probably already aware, well aware, should be aware, this is Veterans Day weekend. Veterans Day is Monday. If you are a veteran, there are all kinds of special deals going on in various restaurants and stores and Amazon, and you might want to avail yourself of those opportunities here. And we do need to show the proper respect to our veterans, because if you really think about it, they are as much a victim of government lies as the rest of us. And I know it's a very popular idea about, we should take out our anti-war anger on the veterans. I'm sure most of these people enlisted with the very best of intentions. They really believed that they were going to be serving the country and bringing democracy to these other countries. And like Major General Smedley Butler, don't realize until well along that they're really enforcers for the corporate mafia. So we are appalled at what takes place during war, but it really comes from higher up. And so I, a lot of people find this very odd. I have a great deal of respect for those who've served in uniform. And we owe them a debt of honor. We really do. And that's one of the reasons why I make such a big stink over the way the Veterans Administration is not taking care of our veterans. You know, the money's all going to Israel, to the war machine, to illegal immigrants and refugees, and there's hardly anything left over for the American people, including our veterans. So we'll talk about that a little bit more, obviously, on Monday, which is going to be Veterans Day. And I imagine that the cable TV will be filled with war movies, you know, because war is fun, and we've got to convince young people that war is something they want to get into. Now, Trump will become the first sitting president of the United States to attend the New York City Veterans Day Parade. So I hope he's wearing his Kevlar on that one, because I'm expecting there to be some kind of a false flag to try and reignite the war fever in the American people to justify going back into Syria. And, of course, we have seen amply demonstrated over the last few years how official Washington, bureaucratic Washington, is absolutely dedicated to the removal of Donald Trump. And we're not exactly sure why. One theory is that this is all being driven by Hillary, who is still very bitter over her 2016 loss to Trump. Another theory is it's emerging that all of these people, all of these players, were involved in the corruption that was going on during the Obama administration. They're all in this one giant gang together. They're all making money off of it. And they're concerned that, you know, Trump is going to bring the party to an end because he's not part of the gang. But again, for any of Trump's security people who are monitoring this broadcast, you know, drink lots of coffee that morning. Be very alert, because there are a lot of people who hate Donald Trump. Now, I'm not a Trump fan. I consider him a tremendous disappointment. But I'm also a supporter of our Constitution, and I demand a government and people in government to play by the rules. Try and game the system. All right, well, it looks like Michael Bloomberg is stepping into the 2020 Democratic presidential race. And he's basically out there saying, there's nobody out there right now who could take on Donald Trump. So apparently, Bloomberg has dispatched aides to Alabama to file the paperwork to run as a Democrat in the primary. And I guess the deadline was today, and that's why he had to make his decision. but he's apparently seriously planning for a White House run. And that, of course, is going to completely shake up the Democratic Party, because if he steps on in, all of the various candidates' strategists are going to have to sort of retool, deal with Bloomberg. And my understanding is Elizabeth Warren is already out there on the attack against him. Oh, how could you want to vote for Michael Bloomberg? He's a billionaire after all. As I said the other day on the phone, there are some billionaires who are very bad for the people in general, like George Soros is a good example. There are people who become billionaires through very honest means and contributing to our society. And I don't have a problem with them. I don't have a problem with rich people. I'd like to be rich myself. There are just things I will not do to be rich. All righty, Jeff Sessions has announced he is going to run for the Senate from Alabama. An interesting election season up there in Alabama. We're going to do a shout out now to our on-air affiliates who are just now rejoining the network. Speaking of Elizabeth Warren, story coming out of BuzzBlue.com. Apparently, Elizabeth Warren is working too hard to try and show that she is relatable to too many different disparate groups. And the net result is she's making herself look more fake than even before. All right. Apparently, Fox News management is now forbidding all of their hosts from using the name of the alleged Ukrainian whistleblower, which is reported to be Eric Ciaramella. And so they're out there saying, no, don't use that name. Don't use that name. Facebook is removing all news reporting that mentions Eric Ciaramella. Now, if he wasn't the whistleblower, why would they care? It's almost like they're putting up a flashing neon sign saying, oh my goodness, they found the guy here. And right now the corporate media is in serious trouble, because people are noticing what's going on. They're noticing how things have disappeared, how they're being stampeded in a specific direction. And this revelation that ABC News had, but then spiked the Jeff Epstein story years ago, is causing a lot of people to say, what else are they hiding from us? Are they really thinking they're going to run their networks reporting on the sports scores and the weather? They're not that good on the weather. Now, CBS has fired a female staffer who may have leaked the Epstein rant video of that ABC anchor. They don't know that she did. They're just saying, we got to do something. We got to fire somebody. And for you Kafka fans, that's basically it. Oh, we've decided you're guilty. It's politically expedient. You're out of here. The other day I was going on about how frustrating it is where we're hearing all this talk about how the FISA report is coming out, but not yet. The IG report is coming out, but not quite yet. And as it turns out, there are people in Congress who are working to keep these reports hidden from you. And apparently, Democratic Senator Mark Warner, who's the vice chair of the Senate Intelligence Committee, is holding up the release of findings of the panel's investigation into allegations of Trump-Russia collusion. It was supposed to have been released in September. And those who've seen it says it fully exonerates Trump. Well, obviously, that's bad news for people who want to keep pushing the Russiagate smear. And it's bad for everybody in the corporate media who jumped on board and reported that story without any corroboration whatsoever, which underscores their hypocrisy in saying, well, the Jeff Epstein story did not meet our journalistic standards. We couldn't find corroboration for it. Therefore, we decided we were going to sit on the story. Well, they didn't worry about corroboration with the claims about Saddam's nuclear weapons or Assad's sarin gas, did they? So this has nothing to do with journalistic standards, and it has to do with the corporate media management saying, we will decide what the American people are going to know and what they're not going to know. All righty. As you know, Trump's ambassador Yayanovich, who got fired, testified about what he knew about what was going on. He's already been caught in a lie under oath. Now, it's a trivial, minor lie in and of itself, but it basically destroys. He's willing to lie under oath, even over trivial things, and therefore he's already discredited himself as a witness. Now, Bolton has announced he's ready to testify in the impeachment inquiry. This is where he gets back at Donald Trump for firing him. And get up there, and I'm going to bury Donald Trump and do to him what he did to me. Now, Megyn Kelly has launched a personal Instagram account, and she launched it with an interview with the woman who was fired after ABC's Amy Robach video leaked. So Megyn Kelly's already tracked down this lady who got fired, and it will be interesting to see what her side of the story is. Apparently, Joy Behar and Tulsi Gabbard mixed it up a little bit on The View, and Gabbard basically just ripped Joy apart. Joy was still pushing that Gabbard is a useful idiot. She's working for Russia. She's going to split the Democratic vote. And Gabbard just tore on into her. It seems to be all that the left can come up with. You're a Russian agent. You're a Russian agent. You're a Russian agent. Now, Tulsi is still out there pushing for the release of documents that she says will link Saudi Arabia to 9/11. And she's on very slippery ground here. I think she's looking in the wrong direction, but it doesn't in the long run really matter. Because if those documents do come out and it shows that Saudi Arabia was involved in 9/11, then the American people are going to say, why did we bomb Afghanistan? Why did we go into Iraq? Why aren't we bombing Saudi Arabia if this is all about revenge for 9/11? And again, everybody who was on board with the, 9/11 was all done by Al-Qaeda and those mean, nasty Arabs, they're going to be made to look like utter fools. So go, Tulsi. I don't care that you're pointed, in my opinion, in the wrong direction. At least you're pointed in a direction and you're trying to do something. And I'm very, very grateful for that. Okay, Mark Halperin is out with a new book, How to Beat Trump. In its first week, it sold a grand total of 502 copies. It's not going to make the bestseller list at that rate. at that rate. Over at hideoutnow.com, they have this article about how Hollywood isn't really an influence any longer on the American electorate. And, of course, we all remember all those videos Hollywood celebrities made in 2016 where they attempted to schmooze citizens to vote against Donald Trump. They were relying on their star power. Oh, my goodness, if Trump wins, I'm going to leave the United States of America, which sadly they did not. And, of course, it didn't work. The outcome of the 2016 election proved that Hollywood is politically out of touch with the majority of the American people. And now it looks like Hollywood is even out of step with the majority of Democratic voters. The Los Angeles Times, which is currently facing a backlash for this bizarre story about the Mormon family massacred by the Mexican cartel, has been tracking celebrity donations to 2020 presidential candidates. The results do not look good for Hollywood. According to this report, Hollywood's overwhelming favorite with 70 celebrity donors is Democratic candidate Senator Kamala Harris. Right now, she sits in fifth place in the Democratic primary polling with just 4.3% of the vote. Now, this is interesting. The Tactical Ops Brewery in Fresno, California, is now stamping the bottom of their cans with the message, Epstein didn't kill himself. Talk about putting your money where your mouth is. course, most people don't look at the bottom of their beer cans. But still, I think it's significant. I definitely think it's significant. All right, the NSA, which used to mean no such agency, was basically before Congress asking for their spy program to be permanently reauthorized. Now, this spy program, which has them looking at our metadata, possibly recording our phone calls, tracking us everywhere, was implemented in the post-9/11 panic, and it had a sunset clause. It's supposed to go away. So the NSA went before Congress to say, we need this to be permanent. And yet, during the course of the questioning, they were saying, so far, it doesn't work. It hasn't caught a single terrorist. It's gone wrong. It's made more mistakes than anything else. Apparently, the testimony was so bad that senators on the Judiciary Committee were shaking their heads in disbelief. And this is classic federal government. We've got a completely useless program. It's a total waste of money. It's not working. Please make it permanent. Now, we talked about this earlier in the week, but apparently Russia captured intact an advanced Israeli interceptor missile. And let's see, I think it was the David Sling missile, and it's on its way to Russia to be reverse engineered. And of course, Israel is demanding the return of the missile. The U.S. is demanding the return of the missile. It's not going to happen. Finders, keepers, losers, weepers. They may get the missile back eventually in a large crate in pieces, but I don't think so. Now, a lot of people have been looking at Trump's grab for the oil in Syria and say, it's theft, it's piracy, which is what it is. Well, the Pentagon is trying to ameliorate that by saying, well, no, the Syrian oil will not go to the United States. It's going to go to fund the Kurdish Syrian Democratic Forces, which are neither democratic nor Syrian. And this is somehow supposed to make it acceptable. It amounts to the same thing. The U.S. is going into somebody else's country, stealing property that it does not own, and doing with it as it will. Classic CYA here. Alrighty, former British ambassador to Syria is saying that Britain is complicit in Trump's Syria oil grab. And forces being redeployed to Syria's oil producing areas are inherent resolve forces. And that was the code name for the British part of the coalition. So everybody's hopping on board. Oh, we're all going to go steal the oil. We're going to have so much fun here. Now, yesterday we reported on how an IAEA inspector was stopped from going into one of the Iranian nuclear facilities when detectors around the entryway sounded the alarm that she was carrying something highly radioactive. She refused to allow her briefcase to be searched, which she's not allowed to refuse that. That's part of the P5+1 deal. And then instead she turned around, resigned her position, and left the country. And we saw this happen in Iraq when one of the IAEA inspectors tried to plant highly enriched uranium on an Iraqi facility. And it looks like they were trying to do it again. And apparently Pompeo didn't get word about the embarrassment because Pompeo's out there saying that Iran is preparing a nuclear breakout. And Pompeo is demanding the world powers act against Iran. Force Iran back into compliance with the P5+1 deal. Forgetting, of course, it was the United States that walked out on that deal. We got to take a break for commercials and we'll be right back.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Folks, we're living in a world the likes of which we've never perceived any clearer than we do now. The plan for global governance has been in the works for generations and would have likely been achieved by now but for the fact that the globalists left open their Achilles heel. With all their tools, Federal Reserve System, fiat currency, No Child Left Behind, and then Common Core education introduced to our schools to dumb us down, vaccines, pharmaceuticals to lobotomize us, GMO foods, insertion of compromised or bought and paid for politicians, judges, mainstream media propaganda, all pieced together like a puzzle designed to ultimately bring the world under submission. But with all their strategy, they forgot one thing: knowledge. And knowledge is power. With knowledge, their bombardment is nullified. Folks, with that, as brilliant and knowledgeable as you've become, among the wisest audience of any radio audience in the world, and you are, I want you to take a moment to reflect and ask yourself, how much of that knowledge did I obtain from Republic Broadcasting Network? How high has my consciousness been raised since I've been a listener? How fast am I now able to discriminate truth from fake news by being a Republic Broadcasting listener? How clear am I now able to see the world since I've been listening to RBN? Ask yourselves those questions, folks. Then ask yourself, what is that knowledge worth to me? Like my morning coffee, how would I survive without it? A voice of truth in a sea of lies. Do we not all need to make sure it survives? Like public broadcasting, we are now finding we can only survive with listener support. Censorship, advertisers being attacked, truth itself being attacked. It's the only way through this. We at Republic Broadcasting humbly ask you to become a supporter. Look at your budget and make a determination of what Republic Broadcasting is worth to you and what you can afford on a monthly basis. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and pledge 20, 30, 40, 50, if possible, 100 a month or more if it's affordable. Click the donate button and become a regular monthly donor. Assure both us and yourself that Republic Broadcasting truth will continue to flow like that morning coffee. The network thanks you.
Well, they're stealing down on Wall Street and in Washington, too. You know, it makes me wonder, what's a guy on Main Street to do? I've always tried to be an honest, upstanding kind of guy. But I must admit, lately, I thought about giving something else a try. Oh, I want to be a pirate. I want to sail the seven seas. Yeah, I want to be a pirate.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to our show here. And interesting little story coming out of the Washington Examiner. There's a very clear bias written into it, and it starts right at the headline. At auction, Putin's executive order to take Crimea from Ukraine. And apparently this document is expected to fetch between $8,000 and $10,000, according to Alexander Historical Auctions. Now, the first thing I'm thinking about is, why would such an important historical document be let out for auction by the Russian government anyway? I've got a question mark over that. But basically, they're describing the document as Russian President Vladimir Putin's 2014 decree that cleared the way for the annexation of Crimea from Ukraine. Well, that's not what the actual document says. You know, the document creates a Ministry of Crimean Affairs that was tasked with integrating the economic, financial, credit, and legal systems of Crimea with that of the Russian Federation following the Crimean referendum that says we don't want to be part of Kiev anymore. We want to go back to being part of Russia. But they're still pushing that Russia stole Crimea. They've got to give it back. Now, here's an interesting story, and it's interesting in that it suggests that the world really is on the edge of a global revolt. Apparently, down in Bolivia, a mayor, Patricia Arca, governing Mas Party, was dragged out of Binfo Town Hall Wednesday, doused with red paint, and had her hair hacked off by a furious mob who blamed her for the deaths of two opposition protesters. So we're starting to see violence in the streets. We have been seeing violence in the streets, even in this country, especially with Antifa and Black Lives Matter. But this country has become a powder keg. It's just ready to explode here. Same thing down in Haiti. Nearly a year and a half, protesters in Haiti have been calling on President Jovenel Moïse to step down. It began with dissatisfaction at a fuel shortage, and it's evolved into widespread anger over the rising cost of living and a corrupt elite. Boy, sounds awfully familiar to me. All sectors of Haiti's economy and public services are at a standstill. Demonstrations quite often descend into outright riots. Now, you're going to love this one. Apparently, there was some kind of a military celebration, if you will, that involved rolling out a brand new F-35 jet. And the tradition where this took place was that the airport firefighters would cross two streams of water overhead, like cross swords, through which the jet would emerge to be displayed to the audience. Well, one of the firefighters on one of the trucks made a mistake, and instead of shooting water through their cannon, shot the fire suppressant foam. It's often used to deal with burning wreckage on the ground. And they discovered, to everybody's embarrassment, the foam actually damaged the very expensive special coating on the F-35. Apparently, it's very, very fragile. The pilot was also complaining that because of the foam was covering the canopy of the aircraft, that he couldn't see where he was going. A little bit of an oopsie there. I mean, as much as those aircraft cost, you would think they would be a little bit more resilient. But they're like these very, very fine Swiss watches, very expensive, very pretty to look at, but just easy to damage. Okay, apparently this last year, one in four Americans defaulted on their student loans. Real wages have dropped. The real economy is falling. The corporate media is out there telling you, oh, no, everything's fine. Everything's really great. Just look at the stock market, and it's all hunky-dory. Meanwhile, we're seeing more indications of literally being a run on the dollar. And the question is, is this panic or is it greed? And what has forced the Federal Reserve into this ever-escalating repo program is banks are now reluctant to lend to each other. And that signals to me that the banks are concerned. Collapse is imminent. Like in 2008, the big issue is going to be liquidity. So they're hanging on to their available cash, and they're not lending. And by the way, that was a big contributor to the crash of 1929. When the market started to go south, short-term credit dried up. Tools that might have reduced the negative effects of the crash of 29 were no longer available. Okay, we're going to take a phone call now from Dan in Washington State. Aloha. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Hey, Mike. Thanks for taking the call.
Hey, Dan, I'm sorry. I wasn't watching the clock. I got to put you on hold. We got to take another break for commercials. We'll be right back with your phone call.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Tired of being lied to by mass media? It's growing more and more apparent today that news is received less and less through standard media outlets. Even with a growing audience every day, RBN is beginning to direct more efforts into social media. Social media and the use of the internet is fast becoming the primary source of people for news, regardless of demographic. RBN has set out to provide some of the best news on the internet through republicbroadcasting.org, and also has begun to use the tools to our advantage by way of social media. Republic Broadcasting is now operating a Facebook page to function as yet another avenue to have our collective voice reach new audiences across not only America, but across the globe as well. The Facebook page features not only news, but also an RBN player to listen to our broadcast. Get involved by visiting facebook.com/republicbroadcasting and liking our page and share it with your friends and family, because you can handle the truth.
How healthy are your arteries? Deteriorating circulation has a number of early warning signs. High cholesterol, high blood pressure, fingers and or toes often go cold, arms and or legs often go to sleep, sharp diagonal crease in the earlobe, short walks cause cramping or pains in legs, memory is not as good as it used to be, ankles swell late in the day, chest pain after physical exercise or emotional stress. If you experience even one of these symptoms, your circulatory system is crying out for attention. Extendivite is a natural solution to help improve your overall health. Extendivite is not your average heart tonic. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com or find us on Amazon.
Extend your life with Extendovite. You can burn up our mosques and our homes and our schools, but our spirit will never die. We will not go down in Gaza tonight. Women and children alive.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to our show here. And we're going to go back to the phones to Dan in Washington State. Dan, I apologize for having to cut you off earlier. What's on your mind?
That's okay. Thanks for taking the call. Had some good shows lately, people debating between, you know, if we're living in a fascist system or a socialist system. And but I kind of have a different take. It might sound out there, but have you done much research about the Middle Ages and the court Jews, when a king would bring in court Jews to kind of run the kingdom? And they would be the money lenders and the tax collectors. Mm-hmm. Like if you look at Lord of the Rings, the character Wormtongue is kind of, you know, traditional.
Yes.
And I think the Jungle Book, where you have the king, you know, the Tiger King with the snake kind of going around, is that's kind of what those symbolize. But I would argue.
Sorry,
that
I never got that impression watching those movies. And let's forget what plunged Europe into unpayable debt were the Knights Templar, who were able to evade the Christian ban on usury. So until the time of the Templars, Christians, like the Muslims, banned usury, considered it a sin. But the Templars were able to get around that. And so, of course, immediately, you know, the debts started piling up to the point where finally King Philip the Fair said, I can't pay this debt. I'm going to have to kill off the bankers.
Yeah, it seems to go back. There's a lot of those in Poland. There's a book called, you know, if you look into Polish medieval history, the royal family would bring in basically moneylenders, or you could call them Jews or whatever. I don't see Knight Templar, but I think it's more the Jewish group. But
that's a big part of the Templar history. I mean, they created much of what we consider to be modern banking, including traveler's checks and various things like that.
But weren't they all killed, or were, I mean, I don't see any Knights Templars around today. I mean, I don't.
Well, if they had all been killed, I wouldn't be here, because one of my ancestors was a master of a temple in Portugal. Philip the Fair's edict, the Pope's edict, was not carried out in two countries, Portugal and Scotland. And so there are descendants of Templars still around today. There is a modern organization called the Knights Templar. And a lot of people are thinking that the surviving Templars basically formed what is now Switzerland, which is why the splayed cross on the flag of Switzerland is so similar, although not in the heraldic sense, identical to the cross of the Knights Templar.
Yeah, I'm going to research more of the Templar history. I didn't know. I just when I look at, like, if you look at the people who set up the Federal Reserve, like the Rockefellers, the Rothschilds.
Yes.
And, I mean, in a way, I kind of look at them as our kind of king or royalty. And then they bring in a system of court Jews to administer the tax collection.
Well, let me ask you a question. Okay, if you're the royal family of a country, the money is already under your control. And why would you bring in a group that is going to make their money loaning money to your citizens? Now, back when this was all going down, of course, money was silver and gold coinage. This paper note thing didn't come along until quite a bit later. And so royal houses would have to borrow from the bankers in order to fight their wars. And they got into trouble. You know, once Templars were allowed to charge interest on the money they were loaning to the royal families of Europe, the royal families of Europe got into serious trouble.
Yeah, it's kind of like Game of Thrones. Like I envision the Iron Bank kind of thing.
Yes,
but I know moneylender was synonymous with Jewish. You know, if you look at the Magna Carta of 1200, it says basically Jew meant moneylender back then. It's kind of interesting how they. But I just thought it's an interesting analogy for me. That's how I envision America. That's our royalty, and they have a court Jew system, you know, running basically for control, because they do already have the money, but they might need more money. So they administer the tax collecting, the propaganda operations, you know, and social control for the royal family.
Yes. Well, the reason for the tax system is not revenue generation, because, I mean, the government is just, or rather the Federal Reserve is just printing the money out of thin air, and the government is borrowing it at interest and saying, we promise we'll make the future generations of Americans pay that interest back, which is now impossible to do. But yeah, I think Baron Rothschild said it best, give me control of a nation's currency and I care not who makes the laws.
Okay, great. Thanks. Yeah, I'll research more Knights Templar stuff, but I just wanted to throw that angle in with the I find that they've erased a lot of that history of the court Jew system, and I because it is an actual thing that happened over and over again in the Middle Ages, where the royal family.
Well,
would
if I can share a bit of advice here, if I can share a bit of advice, because I get a lot of these phone calls all the time. Yes, Jews are very good at handling money. And they're often sought out for their financial expertise and their ability to make money. But don't get so focused on them that you miss that there are other players in history who have played that exact same game.
Right. Okay? I agree. I agree. And, you know, you do have the church, and they've used these kind of, sometimes I wonder if the Jews are just undercover, you know, Vatican people or Templars and pretend to be Jews. I don't know. But I agree. So, but
all right. Well,
as far as what we're.
Thanks an awful lot.
Thanks.
Thanks for the phone call. We're going to switch over to Mark in North Carolina. Aloha, Mark. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Hey, just a reminder, too, the Rockefellers, the Morgans, the Carnegies, and other predators like that were not Jewish, okay? The Rothschilds definitely are, but, you know, so it's a, you know, it's a multifaceted series of multifaceted predators, and that's what brings me back to what I wanted to talk about. Yesterday, I pointed certain things out why I think maybe socialism wouldn't be such a bad thing. You know, first of all, somebody called back later on, I think he's got a talk show himself or something, and said that, well, you know, how am I supposed to conduct my business and this, that. First of all, when I say 95% or 90% tax over $1 million that you make, I'm talking about your net worth. I mean your net pay. In other words, after your business, if you got a small business or something, or even a large business, after you make $1 million, after you actually net that million, then you pay like 90, 95% anything over that $1 million. Okay, and up to then you say maybe 20% up to your first million. My other thing is, a lot of people were complaining yesterday about, you know, saying, oh, this and that, and why are we don't have anything, and they're getting everything, the billionaires and his corporations getting everything. Well, that's not socialism. That's because of a predatory form of capitalism. And get something wrong, Mike. I'm not a socialist myself. I haven't gotten there yet. Things keep going that way, I might. But all I'm saying is certain things have to be done. Why, for instance, Glass-Steagall, we're paying for this right up to today. Why was that eliminated? It wasn't eliminated because of the regular people. It was eliminated because the fat cats wanted it eliminated so they can go do their gambling and basically broke this country. And it's still continuing to break this country. Glass-Steagall was put in there by FDR for good reason. To prevent another depression and to keep these banksters and these other Wall Street carnivores in line. It's not, you know,
but we
go away with it. It's the same thing with all these trade agreements. These were these rich corporations that wanted these trade agreements because they don't care about the people of this country, the working man in this country. And then another thing too, I heard people you know, complain about the borders. Well, guess what? First of all, we wouldn't interfere in countries like Nicaragua and Honduras. Those are the majority of people now piled up at the border now. We overthrew their government 10 years ago under Obama, and that's one of the reasons people are so poor today. They had a socialist in it that was actually doing a good job, and we overthrew. And that's also the other thing about the border is this. Who wants these illegal aliens, really? Who wants them? Cheap labor. Again, the corporations, the rich. That's who wants them in here. It's not so much like the Democratic Party, even though some of the Democratic parties think they think they get Democratic votes. No, it's these rich, again, it's these rich corporations. They're the ones who want them in, okay? And I see through them, and a lot of other people see through them, and I'll be honest with you. Now we got this guy, Bloomberg, running. This is a vicious predator of the first time. When you talk about billionaire predators, this guy is like the poster boy. You know, when you talk about Jack Ruby and the mafia, and you look at his picture, that's the picture of a mafia soldier. A nasty looking killer, really. And the same thing when you look at a picture of a billionaire predator. Just look at Michael Bloomberg. This man ran the city of New York into. He made it into a third world city. We only can survive there if you're rich or poor, middle class. You know, working class, you couldn't survive. You had to move 70, 80, 90, 100 miles away, which, by the way, happened to me. That's what I had to do, okay? And still pay too much. And all the commuting fees on top of it. No, this guy is no good. He is an evil little man. He does not need to be anywhere near the White House. And by the way, I don't think he's going to get anywhere anyway because, you know, already Elizabeth Warren, and I don't like Elizabeth Warren, but in this, I'm very happy she already said we don't need somebody like this. in there, and Bernie Sanders already attacked him too. So that's good. I like to see what Tulsi has to say about this creep. Right? This guy, if anything, will probably split the establishment vote, the Democrats, and might actually help people like Tulsi. It's hard to say. He doesn't want to do that. That's not what he's doing. He's an arrogant SOB. He really thinks he can do it. He thinks he can buy his way into the presidency the way he bought himself the mayorship of New York City 3 times. But that's not going to happen. American people are not that stupid yet. And if you go online and look at some of the people like, you know, they call themselves left, but they're really popular. Graham Elwood,
yes.
Jimmy Dore, Jamari Thomas, and plenty others. They're not going to go for something like this, you know? It's like they don't go for the silly impeachment thing of Trump. Instead of, if you want to impeach the guy, impeach him for something he's really done, like what he's doing in Syria. But no, they support that, you know? No, I have no use for Bloomberg. He made his money, by the way, dishonestly. He's a he's nothing but a hedge fund manager, really. That's how he did it. At least Trump, but don't get me wrong, I don't like what he did either, because he mostly, all these stuff he put up with the rich people, the clubs, the casinos, and the expensive apartment building. But at least he provided jobs for working class people, okay? Blue-collar working class people and building these houses, these places. So at least he did that. Bloomberg didn't do anything like that. Bloomberg is a parasite. That's all he is. He's a parasite in this country. And by the way, big-time Zionist, okay? Big-time globalist. Also a draft dodger during the Vietnam War, all right? This guy is as bad as, and yet he's a big time, he's a warmonger at the same time, okay? This guy is as bad as it gets. I'd be honest with you, if it was between him and Hillary, I don't know what I'd do. I mean, that would be some choice. But I believe the reason Hillary isn't getting in now is because she sees what Tulsi already did to her when she had the nerve to call Tulsi a Russian asset, and how Tulsi tore into her like no other Democrat ever did, you know? And I don't think she wants any part of that. I think she knows what she's in for if she jumps in. So that's why that's opened the way for this turd. And it's a fitting name. I despise this man, Mike. I really do. He is no good. He also had these police state laws like stop and frisk, all right, mostly for young black men. He would just stop them. They would just stop them in the street. And the frisk is supposed to be a search for weapons, okay? Simple. You're supposed to quick pat down if somebody has a weapon. Now, they used to go into the pockets, check for marijuana, do all kinds of other stuff for no reason, okay? Just because they felt like it. And that was Bloomberg. Bloomberg and his Gestapo-like police chief, there, Kelly. You know? So,
yep.
Mike, believe me, this country does not need somebody like that. I don't know what you think. I'll take you, boy. I'll take it off. I'll let somebody else come on now, but, you know, I'll take your answer out when I watch you on YouTube here, okay?
Okay. Well, I think we all need to go back to that video that was made when Mitt Romney came to town, which shows his business practices, which is to basically come on in, buy up a company, lay everybody off, sell off the assets, turn a quick profit, and he moves on. And it's certainly good for him personally. He makes a lot of money off of these deals, but it eviscerates a town. But he doesn't really care. So I don't want to see Bloomberg as president either. I don't want to see Hillary as president either. With the possible exception of Tulsi Gabbard, there is nobody out there I want to see in that Oval Office. I would love it if our ballots had a binding none of the above option. You know, where that White House would sit empty for 4 years, or Congress would sit empty for 4 years, or 6 years, or 8 years. And it wouldn't be the first time that it happened. I think it was Belgium went without a central federal government for over a year, and things actually got better for the ordinary people. All righty, so the phone lines are open, 800-313-9443, 800-313-9443. We're talking about the economic news here. Gold has fallen 3% in this week to a one-month low of $1,464 an ounce. And what's going on, banks and hedge funds are selling COMEX futures aggressively. This is how they control the price of gold, so that it's not attractive, so that people will leave their money in their savings accounts and their brokerage accounts, is they play with the paper gold market. And one of the first things that needs to be done to start bringing our economy back to a healthy status is to separate the paper trade from the physical trade. Stop using the paper trade to set the price for the physical market. Okay, we got to take another break for commercials here, and we'll be back after these few words.
Let's get this man to the ER stat.
Right away, doctor.
We see this every day. Heart attack or angina pain due to blocked and clogged arteries. Chelation can remove obstructions or blockages from arteries and help avoid painful and expensive surgery. Now there's Angioprim. It's a liquid oral chelation product that you take with juice. You start to feel the results fast. Angioprim increases blood flow all over the body, and that means more energy and strength to take on the day with less aches and pains. 60 years of research has gone into chelation. And Angioprim is the result, a safe and easy way to unblock your veins and arteries from buildup that slow circulation.
Paging Dr. Jones, please report to the emergency room right away.
Log on now to Angioprim.com. That's Angioprim.com. Or to speak with a trained consultant, give Angioprim a call at 954-882-7221. That's 954-882-7221.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
The reviews for Extendivite are amazing. Here are some from Amazon. By Christine, great for heart palpitations. By Anne, before I started using this product, every afternoon my ankles and my hands would be swollen. That doesn't happen anymore. So if that part of their advertising is true, I have to assume that the rest of it is also. Not to mention that when I had my yearly blood test, only a few weeks after beginning to use this product, my cholesterol had dropped over 30 points. I'm going to continue to take it. By Croc, I love this product. It really works. By Brad, works great, thank you. Tell us your story. Get your Extendivite today. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
What this country is coming to, I sure would like to know. If they don't do something by and by, the rich will live and the poor will die. Doggone, I mean the panic is on. Can't get no work, can't draw no pay, unemployment getting worse.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to the show here. And out in Las Vegas, they have adopted a ban on sleeping or camping on the streets and sidewalks. And for a lot of people whose image of Las Vegas is based on all those commercials for the various resorts. It may come as a surprise, but years ago when I was still working as an entertainer and I would do Las Vegas on a regular basis, there's a dark side there. And a lot of people, you like to think that you're going to go on out to Las Vegas and win a lot of money. The vast majority of people lose money, and a lot of them fall victim to a phenomenon called gambler's ruin, where all of a sudden they're completely out of money and they're stuck. So I can understand the problem is probably a lot worse these days, given the economy. But we're seeing a lot of communities all across America adopting the same thing. It is now a crime to sleep or camp on the streets and sidewalks, and that's all well and good. But where are these people supposed to go? Especially with a very, very hard winter coming on down on them, they're really kind of stuck. And to me, you cannot claim that the economy is working when you have this many homeless people out there on the streets of America. The economy's working for the top 1%. It's working for the money junkies. It's feeding their addiction. Ordinary Americans, no. The jobs, Trump has brought a few jobs back to this country, but nowhere near the number that were originally lost. We're seeing a continued push for automation. It's almost like our politicians and our elites are envisioning a world in which there's them, there's nature, and everybody else is gone. And I think probably one of Tom Clancy's most prescient novels was Rainbow Six. If I recall correctly, it was the last one that he wrote by himself before he started using ghostwriters and co-writers. It may actually be on its way to happening here. Okay, we've had callers call into the show talking about the refugee illegal immigrant problem, and they throw a whole bunch of numbers around how many people are coming on in. But apparently, according to this story over at stationgossip.com, somebody actually has done a study, and the number that they came up with is about 500,000 foreigners entered the United States illegally in fiscal year 2019. That's a lot. That's a lot when you have so many legal American citizens sleeping in alleys and eating out of trash bins. Anyway, House Democrats voted to enhance border security for Jordan, Tunisia, Lebanon, and Egypt, but not the USA. Still opposed to any funding that would fortify that wall with Mexico. We've got to take a break for station identification. We'll be right back.
It happens more often than we can imagine. In my case, I was sitting at home, and out of nowhere, I just started feeling uncomfortable. Then it got worse, and I started perspiring. I tried to ignore it, but I waited too long. The chest pain came as we were driving to the hospital emergency. I felt my life clock begin to tick. I barely survived. There was lots of damage done to my heart. What do I do now? I was lucky. I took a leap of faith and tried a 7-herb formula with hawthorn, garlic, cayenne, and more called Extendivite. Herbs have been used for thousands of years to keep us healthy. If you're not using Extendivite as a preventative supplement, maybe it's time to start. To order, call 1-877-877-877. 928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network, because you can handle the truth.